Sandra Cologne is a Northeast Philly resident who wants to party like it's 1970 in her native Columbia. She recently gave it a shot with a house party, and the salsa music that boomed from her living room attracted a crowd that some might not expect would dance until the early morning hours. WHYY's Jimena Conde has this story.
Sandra Colon lives for the chance to pull on her leopard print pants, strap on some kitten heels, and dance at a viejoteca.
Es una discoteca para
it's literally a disco for old people.
These senior discos were born in Santiago de Cali, Colombia, in the 1990s as a way to get people over 40 moving. Cali is the country's salsa capital and Colon's hometown. She grew up dancing to classic Latin music from the 1970s and 80s and continued to do so even after she moved to Philly in 1991 and those tunes went out of style. That's why viejotecas hold a special place in Colón's heart.
I think it's about missing your country and remembering a genre of music that's getting lost with the years, so you're trying to regain and maintain it.
Entonces uno trata como de recuperarla, de mantenerla.
At a viejoteca, you won't hear the kind of popular Latin music played at nightclubs, like bachata or reggaeton.
El día de la viejoteca, ese día se toca.
The day of the viejoteca, you play genres like charanga,
paso doble, y salsa brava.
José Cardona is a popular viejoteca DJ. It all started 7 years ago when he noticed there was no place for the older people in his life to dance. Now he DJs viejotecas in New York City clubs where hundreds of seniors show up. Cardona also used to work parties at Philly's Club Braga.
There are many Colombians who want there to be Colombian viejotecas in Philadelphia.
And herein lies the problem. Club Braga closed this year to become office space, leaving people like Colon with no place to show off her moves.
There's no place to go out now, and that was one of the motives for me to say, let me do it in my house.
Colon recently teamed up with Cardona to throw a viejoteca in her row home's living room, a test for how much demand there is for this type of party. Colon's Facebook post had her fielding more than a dozen phone calls. People wanted to reserve large tables, thinking her home was a nightclub.
A lot of people don't like parties in homes because, well, they don't know the type of house they're going in.
In the end, about 30 people came, all dressed in their Sunday best. The party didn't get started until 11 p.m., and dancers took very few breaks over 4 hours except to nosh on empanadas or take shots of aguardiente, Colombia's anise-flavored alcohol. Half of the partygoers were total strangers, like 66-year-old Gustavo Castañeda.
Esto es rumba! El colombiano no baila, rumbea.
This is rumba. Colombians don't dance, they're rumba.
After heel-toeing and cha-chaing his way through a song, Castañeda used a handkerchief to dab the sweat slowly dripping from his combed back salt and pepper hair.
La música de nosotros de los.
Our music from the 70s ended. It's beautiful to see tonight. I wouldn't miss it. It's nice. It's beautiful. And dancing is a blast. Where there's a viejoteca, that's where I'm at.
Milena Sanchez also worked the floor, dancing with anyone who asked.
Yo tengo ganas de bailar. I feel like dancing. I'm 71 years old and I've had 2 heart attacks. But here I am, raising hell until the Lord calls me.
In fact, this is how Castañeda hopes to be remembered.
El día que yo me muera, yo no quiero misas, no quiero curas, no quiero nada.
The day I die, I don't want masses. I don't want priests. I don't want anything. I want music. This music.
As for Colon, she's not hanging up her leopard pants anytime soon. She plans to host another viejoteca next month at an actual venue. If she does, Castañeda is sure to be there, asking everyone for a dance. Jimena Conde, WHYY News.